5:50. His word, his power, his presence. It's a unique time with God before you continue with your day. God bless you. Please listen.
We'll be dealing with the subject manifestation blockers. Manifestation blockers in the next few weeks. We're dealing with the subject manifestation blockers. The things that stop your manifestation. Things that prevent you from arriving at your destination. Cause you not to be able to get to the level God wants you to get to. Whatever is that prevents you from achieving more than you have achieved. And I call them manifestation blockers. Blocks your manifestation. But God wants us to move a step ahead. And not to be simply mediocre. God wants us to do better. And that is our walk of Christianity. Good is not enough. Better affords us a platform. The best is okay. But excellent is what we want to achieve. Amen. So there's a place God wants to bring us to. Amen. Father, Amen. We thank you for your word. May there be a confirmation of your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The first manifestation blocker is what I call the mentality blocker. The way you think. The way you think has come as a result of the home you came from. And as an educationist, I was taught a bit of sociology of education that will let you know that your peers or the kinds of friends you make, they affect your mentality, the way you think, the home you came from affects you, the kind of education, even the school you go to affects your mentality.
Lawyer,
and the area you stay in affects your mentality. Are you hearing me? Even the school you went to affects your mentality. There are some schools when you go there, you are taught to, I always keep saying it, one of the statements I hate in Chi is, I am, how do you say that in English? I am just an ordinary person. You understand me? I don't want any problems. You know, that attitude. I hate it. Then I was also taught to hate a statement we learned when we were in primary school. It is not everything we're taught in primary school, especially when you considering the idioms and the metaphors and all those things. It's not everything that is right. Oh. And the worst one is don't build castles in the air. But if you tell me don't build castles in the air, how can I have a vision? How can I dream? Because by vision and dream, I am building castles in the air. Now, when you come to church, what we try to do is to change your mentality to life. Hello? And it means that even the church you go to determines how you think. As the Bible says, renew your mind. Now, when the Bible says that, it implies that the word of God fights against our former way of seeing life. Because the word of God teaches us about possibility. It teaches us about hope. Teaches us about faith in God. And normally that will fight against our normal mentality. If you're not careful, your mentality will stop you from moving to your next level. 1 Corinthians chapter
2,
verse
9.
But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
Hello?
Now, so when I quote that statement, now, for example, if I build a house today,
it is a mess, we see Daniel.
As a Christian.
Say,
the reason why I built the house was, I has not what seen nor have I heard what God has prepared. So I believe in that scripture. Then I build a house. Then after 5 years, I go back, I read that scripture again. Does it mean I cannot build another house? So what this scripture is really telling us is this. That every day of our life, there is something our eye has not what? Seen. And our ear has not what? Heard. That God has for us. If you want to clap for Jesus, clap there. That is the reality of scripture. It's like this quotation. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. So I quote it once. So it doesn't mean that it's only tomorrow that is new every morning with love. Every day I quote that scripture. The love of God is renewed towards my life. Therefore, God wants us to understand that there's always another level. I was speaking the other day. I said David was king in Hebron, but he became king over all of Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 5. And then what did David say? Let's take Jerusalem. The mentality of David could be, oh, let me remain in Hebron. But he understood that there was a greater purpose for his life. Let your mentality run after the things of God. Let it run wild on possibility. Verse 14. Thank you, Jesus. But here is the problem. Why there is a block. But the natural man, flesh and blood, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is telling you, you will get a car tomorrow. And then your natural man is telling from where? I don't even have the money. How am I going to get it? That is the natural. The Holy Ghost is telling you, by February next year, you are going to get married. He's speaking to the spirit man. But then the natural mind is telling you, I don't even have a fiance or a boyfriend. So how is it going to be? That is the natural man fighting against the spirit man. Somebody understanding me? He says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. It is foolishness. Everything is possible to him that believeth. I like your yeah, yes. What do you say a big amen to that?
Amen.
I want to change your mentality towards certain things so that you will not be blocked by to receive. In the natural, there are impossible things everywhere in our life. But in the spirit, spirit is what? Limitless. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. Hello.
Amen.
What he's saying is that
you walk in here,
if you prove all things, test all things, nothing shall go contrary to you. So he judgeth all things. He tests all things. Like a judge, you sit down and say, okay, I have served God for so many years, huh? And then I have served humanity for this amount of years. So you sit as a judge and you say, who has been faithful to me? Then you tell yourself, I can't trust man. Then you tell yourself, God has never failed me. So you judge yourself and you understand the God that you are serving. And you know him that is capable of doing exceedingly abundantly more than what we can think or expect. Hallelujah. Verse 60. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. So how do you discern the good things of God? The Bible says that you have the mind of Christ. It means that there are two different kinds of mind in you. You have the normal, natural human mind, and then you have another mind which is more important than that, and that is the mind of Christ. Mind of Christ. So that you can discern the things of Christ. By judging scripture upon scripture. Am I talking to somebody? The second thing that can become a manifestation blocker. This is the way I put it. If you only see what you are seeing today, you will miss the reality of tomorrow. Am I talking to somebody? One of our major problems is that normally we see what is behind, what has happened, and what is going on now. The past and the present. And we can't project ourselves to see tomorrow. But if you see what you are seeing now, you miss the reality of your tomorrow. Look, people can say all kinds of things. They can do all kinds of things. It is your duty to accept it or reject it. Nobody can force you to accept or reject anything. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'm talking to you. Do you hear me? Whatever they want to do at work, it's up to you to accept it or to reject it. To walk in what they are saying or to walk in what Christ is telling you. Simple. But if you allow fear to stop you, you will never get to your next level. Because fear is a prevention.
If you say, who know, you see a point.
In every area of our lives, fear is a prevention. No, me here, here's like a family. I'm telling you the truth, though. I said to myself, in 5 years, I won't be staying where I'm staying. I'm telling you, so when I do what I'm going to do, you will understand where I'm coming from. I said to him, I won't. And I said, I want about some 4 to 5 acres of land. On the outskirts of Kumasi. I don't like staying in Kumasi. I'm going far. And then I'll build my house there. Then I'll look for deer. antelopes.
Any incrant.
Go and catch them from the bush. I'm not going to eat them. Like you who have been eating all the deers in Ghana. And all the grass cutters. Then I'll put them there. And do some farm. Be small, not big farm, but small from cabbage, carrots and things. There. When I get up in the morning, I walk amongst those things. That natural state, I love it. Have I started it? Have I bought that land? No. Will I do it? Yes. That is the way faith works. You project your possibility. You see beyond today. But you sit there, and the only thing you see is the problems of your today. You will never move forward with your life. Because your fear is a prevention. Mark chapter 8, verse 23 to 25. Mark. Chapter 8, 23 to 25. And he took the blind man by the hand, this is the way many of you are, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, Jesus Christ didn't want any wahala crowd to obstruct and prevent him, because this miracle was going to be strange. He was going to spit on his hand. The Bible is crazy. One time Jesus took mud, spit into it, and anointed somebody's eyes. If today any pastor did that, how they will insult you upon Twitter? You regret the day you were born. But you see, the gospel is controversial. Scripture is not normal and ordinary. We do extraordinary things to receive extraordinary things from God. That's exactly what I do. I don't care what you think. But you see, the fruit or the results of what I did will prove to you that God is on my side. So, he led him out of town, and when he spit in on his eyes, he put his hands upon him and asked him if he saw aught.
So a branch in San Wadifi Kronumka check a catinta swadi and so nafe will be sad.
If I was to ask you people sitting here, what are you seeing?
Ubisan said the woman.
Somebody will tell me, Pastor, me who feel.
I don't see anything.
But you see, it is not about having a dream. Going to sleep and dreaming. It's not about having an open vision. It's simply about what in your mind you are thinking about yourself. 90% of the things God wants us to do comes to us in our mind. It just drops in our mind. Somebody hearing
me?
Am I talking to somebody? It doesn't come by a dream or a vision most of the time. So you better be careful the way your mind goes. And the man said, I see men as what? Trees walking. Trees walking. You see his mind is so corrupted by his blindness. His spirit mind was not functioning and working. His human mind was the way he was blind, that's the way he was seeing things. Turned upside down. And after that, he put his hands again upon his eyes, made him look up, and he was restored, and saw man, every man clearly. Now you see the difference. There was a breach in his mentality. The way he saw things. The whole world was upside down. Do you think when somebody is blind, they can't see in their mind? They can't. Have you ever seen somebody who has a speech impediment singing before?
When you say Obi, I want
stammer. When a stammer sings, a stammer doesn't stammer. When I realized that thing, I was shocked. Years ago, I saw somebody with but when they start praising God, wow, they don't stammer. Because God will not give any man an excuse not to worship and to praise
Him.
The man now began to see clearly. May you see clearly from today what God has for your life in the name of Jesus. Number three. One of the greatest blockers is the inability to wait. The inability to wait.
Work is not coming forth.
A certain thing.
Life is difficult.
You try to power with you.
Insults here and there.
Turn to somebody and say, wait upon the Lord.
Actually, we'll be saying, yeah, tree, you ready?
Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul wait thou only upon God. Only upon God. For my expectation is from Him. This one you can even preach it the whole day.
Same way,
you know what our major problem is? Our major problem is that we are too concerned about what people can do for us. When you learn to depend on God, it's the greatest benefit you can ever have to yourself. And not to depend on people. Peter Sumerade, stand for God. Believe in Him. Because I have learned how to depend on who?
God.
Learn that principle. Sometimes you think that it is somebody's responsibility to help you. It is nobody's responsibility to help you. But if you believe in God, He will bring you a helper. There are components of waiting. Number one, hope. Number two, patience. Number three, joy. Hope, patience, and joy will help you wait upon God. Because you are patient, even though you are going through so many bad times. But you have hope, you are looking beyond. And you are rejoicing. The Bible says about Jesus Christ, for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. Three things that will help you in your wait. Are you with me, somebody? The last point for today. Beware of the many voices. 1 Corinthians 14:10. Beware of the many voices. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world.
We are saying,
and none of them is without signification. Every one of them has significance. Now we have an added voice.
COVID-19
saying, space out. Sanitize your hands. Put on a face mask. It is a voice that is speaking. You yourself, you are a voice unto yourself. I cannot.
Mean to me.
I can't.
Mean to me.
I can.
Mean to me.
I will. I will not. What is this? I don't like it. I like it. Maybe. It's your voice. Many voices. Then your friends. This one there. It cannot be. It will never be. Stop it. Do it.
Yeah.
It's a voice. There are many voices in the world. Then there is the voice of politics.
Hey.
Many voices today. Speaking. Whose voice will you listen to?
Why any na beti?
Listen to the voice of Jehovah God.
Tie Jehovah kupone.
Listen to that still small voice that is telling you it's going to be okay.
Sa enenua ekase di se bibia be ye no.
And I want you to know that same voice is speaking to you today through the preaching of the gospel. And I'm speaking into your life. And I want you to know it's okay. All things work together for good to them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. It is well. Bow down your head for a word of prayer.
Hi, everybody. You are